Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson on WEEI.
And we are live from the Ketchus Law Injury Attorney Studios. No fee unless you win. Rich, Ken, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, and a very controversial visit from Chad Tracy today. And yeah, it's really right down the middle. There's some people who love what he said and some people who don't like what he said. And you know what? And I don't want this to take away from, you know, the last five games that the Red Sox have put out there. I mean, it has been impressive, truly impressive, to sweep the Yankees the way that they did. And I thought yesterday was awesome with Contreras, you know, very emotional. And it was cool to see the whole team go out and collect money for Venezuela. Yep. He hits that three-run homer at the beginning, and you see him just being overwhelmed when he goes back to the dugout. And then that nerd of an umpire who boots him from the game for, I mean, was it five full seconds? He was almost at the dugout when he taps himself on the helmet. Yeah. And I guess that we learned, and Chad Tracy was telling us this too, that I guess that's a rule that you are not allowed to tap your helmet as if you
are the ABS name in vain.
Yeah. That's exactly what he did, right?
So it is a rule. It's actually in the rule book,
So, and the way Chad said it is he said that, you know, listen, I guess they told us that when they were, you know, introducing the whole thing to us. Yeah. And, you know, it's something you don't even think about. And although the ump also said that they have discretion as to whether or not they want to actually eject somebody from a game. Come on, dude. He was almost all the way back in the dugout when he tapped himself on the head. As a matter of fact, do we have the Contreras clip? Okay, Contreras was asked about it, and here's what he had to say about getting booted from the game.
Man, kind of surprising. Nick and I have a really good relationship. We had a really good talk right before the game. He also mentioned Venezuela, which is good for him to know about it. Nothing. I think it kind of surprised me because I never made eye contact with him, but just when he made he called the check swing, I look at him, he made the call. I never make any eye contact with him. It was surprising.
Yeah, so, it was surprising. That was a dick move. He shouldn't have done that. That was him being a power lord and being a hard-o. There's no way he should have gotten kicked out of that game.
Can I say, by the way, sick brag, I'm in the second row, right by the first base, batting circle.
Might as well have been in the dang dugout.
Well, the bat toss after the home run from Wilson went so high, it almost went over the netting and right into my lap. I actually put my hand up. Has anybody ever thrown the bat into the crowd after a home run? It almost happened.
Is that
I would be worried about that. If I'm a player, I'd be worried about seriously killing somebody with a bat flip.
Even that, like, he would have got tossed for that, I feel like. I think that put Nick Lentz on guard. It was like the bat flip was crazy. I know you think I'm a bragger.
No. It's fun as a fan to see that, but right. Of all the things that you could have, that you are showing him up. The bat flip, you're kind of asking for it.
Oh, definitely. He did. And later in the Contreras postgame, he apologized to Mikolas, the pitcher. He's like, I like that guy. And, you know, the bat flip, he was emotional. Basically, is what he was saying. Like, give me a break.
I love that we can excuse the way these behaviors. Hey, he's an emotional.
But Durant, we're all
emotional.
Over.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
Sure. By the way, I do love hearing this because listen to Will Fleming. You know, Will Fleming's in a great mood because the team's doing well. Contreras just got up there, had a three-run blast, and you know, he's obviously caught up in the emotion as well, seeing that Contreras, you know, how he was getting teary in the dugout. But listen to how he goes from, like, this feel-good moment to, what? What just happened? Let's take a listen.
And somebody just got thrown out. Was it Contreras?
Yeah.
No way.
Hey, yeah.
If Nick Lentz just did that, get the heck out of town. You got to be kidding me. On this night of all nights, with what he knows is going on, you've got to be kidding me. That is the least lack of feel I've ever seen from an umpire. Are you kidding me? That is an umpire making himself the show, and Chad Tracy should get thrown out himself. That is an absolute absurdity. Again, Nick Lentz did the right thing before the game. What he just did there is unforgivably selfish and egregious. Cannot happen. That is a joke.
Will tell us what you really think.
Rested, he's ready to go, no voice crack.
He calls out Chad Tracy, basically saying he expected Chad Tracy to go out there and defend his guy.
I agree with Will.
Get thrown
on that. Don't you think he should have come
that
out?
That could have been the old chest bump kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, kick some dirt up.
Yeah.
If there was a time to do it, that would have been it.
But that was not the controversial thing that Chad Tracy talked about when he was on with us, and that was that we asked him about Jaren Duran. And if you saw it the other day, Jaren Duran, someone was jawing off to him, and and Jaren Duran ended up yelling something back into the stands, and there was a back and forth, and the fan ended up getting moved. His seat moved to a different place in the stadium.
Well, they got kicked out. If you believe the guy who called into Greg's show, he got removed from the stadium. He was there with his brother. His brother didn't because he was out in the concourse. I don't know if this guy was the real guy or not. But Tracy said to us during that interview, we wanted to move somewhere else, at least in the park, which is an odd thing to say.
You're right. So we actually don't know which one happened.
I don't know
whether he was kicked out of the stadium, but he was definitely, put it this way, if you're close enough to be able to, for a player to hear you, you have good seats.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd get pissed if I was moved if it wasn't for, you know, one thing or the other. But we talked to Chad Tracy about it, and I asked, you know, was it something personal or was this guy, according to reports, just ball busting? He was yelling out apparently his
batting average.
198.
Yeah, not ERA, his batting average. He was yelling that out to him, and I guess that, you know, this isn't the first time that Jaren Duran has gotten upset for something that was like a kind of a middle school taunt, like, you need a tennis racket, they were saying at one point. And, you know, that's when Jaren Duran last year said the homophobic slur.
Was it two years ago?
Okay. And he said the homophobic slur, and he ended up apologizing for it. So Jaren Duran does have a history of popping off at some things.
And I think even the Michael Holly stuff is a little bit kind of, really? You got mad at that?
Yeah.
You know? And so there is a history of him getting upset with things that really were, it doesn't feel like fans crossed the line, where it feels like he was just kind of teed up and lost his composure.
Yeah.
Nesson is reporting that the fan was removed from Fenway Park before the start of the night.
Wow. Okay. So that's why I was asking Chad Tracy, because Chad said that it wasn't just Jaren Duran who wanted to get him removed. It was Chad and a couple of the other coaches went out and said, this guy, get him out of here. So I was like, all right, well, can you tell us what he said? Chad Tracy would not tell us what he said. And I said, well, can you at least tell us whether it was something personal? Because I think we all know when we go to a game where the line is. Because one of the great things about going to a live sporting event is that you can cheer the team you like. You can boo the team you don't like. You can say, you know, you suck. It's a great thing about live sports. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And he wouldn't tell us. He wouldn't tell us whether or not, you know, he had said anything personal. And by all reports that I've heard so far, it wasn't personal. It was all baseball related reasons. And to that I say, I disagree with what he did. I understand Chad Tracy trying to stick up for his guy because he knows that these are the kind of comments that get under the skin of Jaren Duran. And he needs Jaren Duran right now. Jaren Duran's been playing pretty well, so he needs him to be out there and to not lose his head. So that's why Chad Tracy went in. But I also think that sucks. Like, if you're someone who went to the game and you're yelling something like about the guy's batting average and they eject you from the game?
What if it's constant and it's never ending and it's inning after inning and it's to, quote unquote, like Chad Tracy said, to provoke a response? Do you still feel the fan has the right to do yell, scream the whole time and try to provoke a response?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Like, what are we talking about? These are professional athletes who get paid a lot of money. Not only that, I just paid $160 for my ticket to Fenway Park. Mm-hmm. Give me a break. So you're telling me all I can do is cheer? If I give a positive emotion or response, that's okay. But the second I don't support the team, I'm the one getting ejected from the game.
But if it's like inning after inning and it's just,
who
you
cares?
Don't stop.
Stiz and I are steaming back here. Oh. We're both like, come on, man. These guys are athletes.
It's okay, but these guys are older. Is
pull
this
your pants up and you know, get on the field and play the game.
Okay. Pull your pants up, baby.
What does that mean?
So, Stiz, I agree with you that you should be up now. If you're sitting next to the guy and he just won't shut the F up, I think as like someone who's just going to the game, just be like, all right, dude, come on, man. Just let's calm down a little bit. But he's got every right to do it. You have every right to do that,
and
if it's not personal.
I would also say if they were being personal or egregious or vulgar, I still don't excuse Jaren Duran's behavior. That is when Chad Tracy or someone calls Fenway security and you get the fan removed. There's no excuse for Jaren yelling at fans, chirping back, breaking bats. Like, it's crazy.
You and I different. I think if he goes over a line, you've got every reason to jaw back. If you say something racial or something like that's where I disagree with you. But if this guy's just yelling about his like batting average, dude, you got to suck it up. Let's go to John.
Serious question before you take John.
Sure.
Gen Z, right? Note, these are guys in their 20s. Mm-hmm. They grew up without a lot of personal interaction. They're not used to having people in their face in public. Is that a generational thing we're seeing?
I hope not. I hope that's not the case. Right, because I've got a little more respect for that generation than you're instantly painting them all soft, and I don't think they are. Because there's a lot of guys out there in professional sports who take it. They take it all the time. As long as it's – that's why I asked Chad Tracy, can you at least tell us if it was personal?
Okay, but this is a theme, though, with the young guys. Meyer and Anthony, we have a theme of younger guys who seem to be getting labeled with very sensitive, at least – borderline, right? If not soft.
Maybe.
Even if he does chirp back, like, who cares? If the guy's chirping at him, he can chirp back. I don't blame him for that, but I blame them for throwing the guy out. Like, use your words, not your, you know, force.
Let's go to John on line three. John, what is up, buddy? How you doing?
So, Ken, what do we do now? Because it's a younger generation, and nobody goes outside anymore, and they they text each other in the backseat of the car when they're 3 feet away from each other. So do we... Do we have these guys play in empty stadiums?
Well, you could.
Is that the answer now?
You should be able to text at them or to a Red Sox work address.
An app on the phone?
Yeah.
We'll hit the Insta and tell him that he sucks instead of telling him to his face because he can't take it. You know, not for nothing. I'm 52. I'm older than the average bear, I guess. I loved Jim Rice. I thought he was the most dominant left fielder for 10 years when it came to hitting. And just as many people that liked him couldn't stand him. And they pissed in his ear 81 days a year and plus more if they made the playoffs. And you know how many times I remember Jim Rice turning around and looking at the fans? None. This is the third or fourth time Jaron Duran has had some issue with a fan. And on at least one occasion, he decided to throw a racial slur at somebody when he was describing it. This guy never has to talk about what was said. This guy never has to prove his case. It's always his word, and we're supposed to believe him. He's like the boy who cried wolf. I've never heard one hard bit of evidence about any accusation Jaron Duran has made that has been factually proven by the Red Sox, by a member of a police force, security, third party, nothing. This guy is a fraud. And I don't care what this guy said about his batting average or if he needs a friggin' canoe paddle to hit a ball. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to do that.
Right.
I'm not allowed to wear a brown paper bag over my head because apparently that's some security issue. Okay, fine. I'll play your game. But don't tell me I can't tell Jaron Duran that he sucks and they should have traded him 2 years ago when they had MVP votes for him because you know what? You do suck, and you do suck every day for the rest of your career with the Red Sox. You hit a high point 2 years ago. You'll never hit it again. You're going to hear this every day from me, Jaron Duran. I'll be on July 24th. I hope you're listening. You suck, you no good son of a bitch.
Please comment, because I would like for you to hear this, and we'll play it in its entirety. There has not been a more polarizing whether people are on Chad's side or not on his side, but I think that he was just sticking up for his guy. We will take your calls, 617-779-7937. It is 937 WEEI, Rich, Ted, Ken. And that was Chad Tracy. We spoke with him earlier, and I asked him about Jaron Duran, the Jaron Duran situation, and I don't want to say a lengthy back and forth, but there was like several follow-ups because I wanted to know what exactly he said that made it so this fan was ejected from the game, because Jaron Duran does have a track record of going back and forth with some of the fans. And in this case, I wanted to know whether if it was personal, great, kick him out. That's fine. But Chad would not answer, and listen, he's doing everything he can to stick up for his guys. I think a good manager does that.
He has to.
Personal is tough to judge. Like, if he's calling him a name, is that personal? It's a personal attack.
I think
you suck. That's kind of personal.
But you suck is not personal, and like, your batting average stinks, which apparently is what it was. It was like baseball. Like, you have every right as a fan to say something like that. That's part of it. But to get kicked out of a game for doing that, but one of the great things about live sports, as I said, is cheering the team you like and booing the team you don't. And I thought that caller had a couple of good points. I mean, and Stiz, you said it best. Like, if he was being that loud, but it was all positive, it'd be perfectly fine. But if you say anything bad about a guy that you don't like, as long as it's not personal, that's why I kept asking. Like,
what about excessive? Because he did say it was excessive taunting
over multiple innings.
Right, over like just the whole game.
You have a right to taunt.
And it was a Yankees fan.
You have a right to taunt. You have a right to taunt. You have a right to say harmless. It could be excessive.
Well, he also said he was trying to provoke a response.
Of course he was.
Can't yell fire at a crowded theater,
that's the
right?
Point.
Yep.
Boom. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Might have started a riot.
That's the same thing. Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah. When I'm behind a basketball goal and they're shooting free throws, I'm trying to evoke a response. You missing the free throw.
Well, we're cutting that out.
Something outside of your work. You know, it's something to where you clap back at the person that's waving their hands behind a basket.
It's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of people who are on Chad Tracy's side and a lot of people who are not. Let's go to Justin on line one. Justin, what's up, buddy? How's it going?
Hi, Justin.
Hey guys. Great interview, Rich, for asking this idiot Chad Tracy all those follow-up questions.
He's all right. Chad's all right. You understand why he answered how he did, right? He's looking out for his guy.
Of course. Of course I do. I don't respect him. I actually respect him much less, and I'll be much happier when this year's over and he's fired. But no, I do have three quick points, but if you actually listen to what he says, it's way worse. He says the fan didn't say anything bad, and we only knew it was excessive and an intent to incite because of the look on the fan's face. So if you go off of what Chad Tracy is saying, he said he looked at a fan, he didn't like the way the fan was looking, so he had him ejected. That is obscene and absurd. But there are two baseball points why Chad Tracy should be fired for doing this. Number one is he wants to create a safe space for his little snowflake, Jaren Duran. Do we think this team is not going to make the playoffs? They're not. They're terrible.
20% chance, Justin.
If they were to make the playoffs, do you really think it's going to be a safe space in Yankee Stadium or Camden Yards or up in Toronto? So Chad Tracy is setting an unrealistic expectation for this team, and he's creating a bunch of losers who will wilt under pressure. The second point is the young players. They are learning, like your last caller said, that if they go and they lie to Chad Tracy, no matter what the circumstances, no matter how ridiculous they acted, that he will have their back and it's okay for them to be above the law, above the fans, because they make millions of dollars. What they say is the law. And that's maybe why you have all of these issues with all of these young players, because Chad Tracy has been in the system since 2022 bringing these guys up. And my last point here is the mental health thing that you guys keep hiding behind. Jaren Duran, there's a quote in the Globe article from Tim Healy 2 days ago. Jaren Duran claimed Minnesota fans said he should kill himself. After an investigation with Minnesota talking to a half dozen people in the area, nobody found any evidence corroborating what Jaren Duran said. So I will say this. It looks like Jaren Duran is doing much more harm to mental health than any benefit that he is doing. And I keep hearing people say how Jaren Duran is this great person for mental health. He is not helping others by announcing his mental health issue. What he is doing is he is weaponizing it. And in weaponizing it, every time we talk about Jaren Duran, it's in a transgression he's done. It's nothing positive. It's nothing that people who are dealing with these afflictions can latch onto and say, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to make myself better. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z.
Well, Justin, it's an interesting.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
whenever he claps back, he discredits his you know, him going public with it. You take a little bit of shine, a little bit of credibility, and you don't help the cause when you clap back like you do. So to hit that to that point specifically, I really couldn't agree more.
And ironically, they're better on the road than they are at home. So this is a road warrior team. They're very tough on the road.
It is true. Yes, it is true. All right. I mean, we have full phone lines.
Look at this.
617-779-7937. Yeah, man, it's just a weird situation. I know why Chad acted the way he did on the show. I know why he answered the way he did. He's protecting his guy. But you got to be able to take criticism if it's not over a line. If it's not personal and it's just ripping on you for baseball reasons, which according to all reports, that's what's going on. There's no reason that if you paid $160 for a ticket that you get kicked out of the stadium. That's, to me, that is uncalled for. That should not be allowed. And I know Chad, our last caller, was like, he said, but you could tell by the look on his face, there was more to it than that. He did kind of go into a little bit more detail that it was incessant and he kept going. But still, even that, you're allowed to do that. You buy your ticket, you're allowed to boo. All right, we'll take your calls next.
There it is.
Oh, man. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson. This is the song that, Ken, you said is the greatest one-hit wonder of all time.
It's not even a debate.
Oh, boy. Yeesh. Holy moly.
Just like Norway's rowing, the one-hit wonder of the Norwegians.
Yeah, now that definitely was a one-hit wonder thing. All right, we we've got full phone lines. First of all, it's been a great several days here for the Red Sox.
This is your fault, Rich. You're taking us back into a morass of negativity.
It is not. This was a question that needed to be asked, and Chad Tracy answered it the best that he could. But his answer, some people did not like his answer, and some people thought it was perfectly fine.
Some people didn't like it, like the guy asking the questions over and over and over again.
By the way, might I say, being there last night, there were many people around me who were cheering Duran on and up after a strikeout or whatever it was. Like, he'd come back to the dugout and be like, all right, you're all right, 1-6, you know, trying to... I think people are very aware of how fragile the situation is, and they're trying to just pump him up.
Can I just say this one in his defense to somebody? Like, I feel as if a guy that goes public with his stuff, whatever he's getting, you know, yelled at or people are screaming stuff at him, he hears everything as personal. Because he assumes everyone knows his story, and, you know, yelling at him about his poor batting average, he'll process it as they're trying to, you know, take him down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
When the who knows? With the Yankee fan yelling at him might not have known anything about his past mental health issues. So, but I feel like maybe he feels that way, and so he takes everything personal. When if he didn't go public with it, he might not feel the same way.
But don't you think in a situation like that, then and I obviously sympathize with whatever he may be going through, but this is a lot. Like, this is a lot of cases where, you know, there was the one where somebody said, you need a tennis racket, and he called them a homophobic slur. And then, you know, there was what happened the other day. You know, he has a track record now of jawing back and forth with players. And I just, whatever help he's getting, I wish it was better. Like, I wish just someone could tell him that the more you respond, the more people are going to do it. And to lay back on that, and I know it's easier said than done, but when you find out that, according to reports, that this wasn't a personal thing, it was just about baseball, I'm sorry, man, but that's what people do at games. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how many times have you booed a team you didn't like and said, like, you suck, you can't, you know, you can't shoot, like, you know, I don't know, anything. But
I think baseball might be the hardest sport to play with hecklers of all the sports. Why? Because you go up to bat 10 times, you fail 7 times, you're going to hear it 7 times. Like, you fail 7 times, you hit 3 times out of 10, you're a really good baseball player, but there's 7 times you fail, and so you got to hear it constantly. You're failing all the time on the field, and so you are going to hear it even amplified when people are heckling you.
Let's go to Joe on line 3. Joe, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, thank God Daryl Strawberry wasn't so sensitive. Daryl! And what about the whole Fenway Park basically singing, Yankees suck, Yankees suck?
Yeah.
I mean, what is Chad talking about? They're protecting their players. That's worse than Jaylen Brown's dad standing up for him. I mean, what are we doing? Raising a whole bunch of people that are getting stuck up for when they need just a little bit thicker skin.
Well, let's go to Mike on line 1. Mike, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey. So, Jaren Durant is a professional. You guys are professionals. We spend most of our lives doing our job. So, imagine being heckled. Like, you guys are just saying, you're right there. You're not like Teddy on a football field, moving around that football field the whole time. You're right there batting every day, or every inning, or, you know, a lot at the game. Anyway, you're hearing it the whole time. That is personal. You take that personal. When you gentlemen get heckled by your fans or the people that don't like you, you have a chance to heckle back or jar with them or whatever.
But Mike, if they're not saying, if they're talking about your, hang on, Mike. But the thing is, if they're making fun of your, like, they're ripping on you for sports things, like, apparently they were making fun of his batting average, dude, that's part of the game. It's like on third down when the crowd goes crazy. Your mental toughness is what makes the great ones great, and being able to drown out the noise. And so in this case, from what it sounded like, it wasn't anything that was over the line. If it is, get him out of there.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. My point is that back in the day with the players we grew up with, they could jar back. It wasn't as big of an issue, but it also wasn't being seen by anybody but the person. You know, nowadays it's being seen. Jared, you know, he reacts. He doesn't do it the right way sometimes, but nowadays you jar back to fans, and oh, it's big news, whether you're in the right or not.
I mean, it's a good point. So,
what was
Mike's a good point?
What was the best heckle you ever heard, Ted? One that you were like, dude, I that was so good. I kind of respect that.
I don't think I've ever heard like a one that really just landed home. Other than I told you, Fireman Ed was yelling at me, but I can't remember exactly. I just remember it was Fireman Ed.
I would just go, dude, you're wearing an airplane on your head.
Yeah, dude, seriously. But then there's the power that Fireman Ed has. He gets the entire stadium to just be quiet. And then he does the JET. So so there's a little respect, but nothing has ever been said to me that was where I felt like the worst stuff I've ever gotten was in when I first got into radio and I went public with my personal stuff and the text line.
Because it's one-on-one. Like 603 texture mentions golf and tennis. You're seeing that a lot in golf, like guys not able to take it from the galleries and like complain. Remember during the Ryder Cup, people were complaining about how the treatment of the English people. It's a new generation of athletes. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's not. Ted grew up tough. Like, he was ready for that stuff.
Yeah,
these kids are not.
Again, but the football field, you don't hear it. Golf course, you hear everything, like, succinctly.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball field, tennis court. It's a quieter atmosphere, and so they're going to hear everything people say, unlike in a football field where you can't hear. It's just ambient noise.
Let's go to Nick on line four. Nick, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going today? I just want to plumb off of what you guys just said there a little bit. I don't think that guy has seen the text line enough to know that you guys don't get enough criticism of your own from some of these people out here. But Jaren Duran must be softer than puppy's poo, because I mean, you see Mac Jones back in the day get absolutely booed off the field. You get zappy chants across the entire field. You're literally calling for another player to play your position. Did they kick out the entire stadium?
That's fair. I mean, it happens.
It's part of sports. Yeah, it is. And as I said, if you just don't get personal. And that's what I was trying to ask.
You're right. If you don't react, it goes away. People stop.
Yep. Let's go to Richard on line five. What's up, Richard?
Hey, Richard.
Hi, it's always a pleasure listening to you guys in the afternoon.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, there's two sides of looking at this, but, you know, in the old days, I remember as a kid going to Fenway Park, you actually had tickets, right? And on the back of the ticket, it had their admission policy, you know?
Mm.
So Fenway Park, and if I can make a few points before I get cut off, you know, they've got a behavior policy, and they have a strict code of conduct, and it requires the ticket holder to behave respectfully. And it says it right there that violations of this probably results in immediate ejection without a refund. So you're going into this, you know what could happen. And I got to tell you, listen, I've been at the game plenty of times, and there's always one jerk that's in your section. And, you know, I don't mind anybody shouts and tell somebody that they suck and stuff, you know. But I'm not going to listen to it for five or six innings. I'm not going to sit there with my wife and my kids or my mother and my father and listen to it. Especially if he's a Yankee fan, I'm going to take his head and I'm going to jam it in the seat and I'm going to get him away.
Well, that's the kind of regulation we need.
You need to call up Jaren Duran. You can get him tickets to every game, and if someone starts razzing him, he just jam his head into the
seat. But it's a good point. In the old days of the rivalry, a Red Sox fan would have beat the snot out of this guy for ripping Jaren Duran's batting average.
That's what we did.
You're right. Maybe the fans have gotten soft. You're right.
Totally.
Nobody said that. This is a Yankees fan. They're letting him do that? They're letting him get into Jaren Duran's head?
Fenway Park code of conduct is refrain from offensive language and hate speech and be respectful of others. So that's very vague. I mean, they could just take that whatever they want.
Yeah, because hateful language could be Yankee suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we know for sure this was a Yankees fan?
I'm just going by because the guy that called in and said he was.
I'm sure we've all experienced this, but when I was at the game a couple weeks ago, there were a few, these kids must have been 13, and they were ripping Caleb Durbin. And it was so funny because they were clearly Red Sox fans, and we had just had Lorenzo on, so I was I'm like, hey, he just hit two homers. And they're like, no, get him out of here. It was our own fans.
Well, I told you Contreras was jawing off to two guys that were in a Harry Potter 30 Years of Magic jersey. It was a guy that said, like, Hufflepuff on the back with Red Sox on it. And I'm like, of all the people that just you don't want to be picking a fight with Contreras will he'll get you, man. Like that dude, he'll jaw off and I don't know. I've seen him get pissed. It's not you don't want to be on the other side.
It's impossible to trade Contreras now. I mean, a week ago I was saying you got to move everybody, but I think he's a fan favorite who's sticking, and now you got him for a couple more years. Yeah. You got to ride him.
Somebody he gives a rat's ass. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. And you know what? Yep. He's dude. It's nice just to have a first baseman that you don't have to worry about. First base
is going
to
hit 30 home runs.
Right, right. So no, don't send him anywhere, please.
Wilson.
Man, yeah, the Wilcano's catchphrase is going to stick.
I love it. 617-779-7937. Let's get to some of this Jaylen Brown. New stuff that is coming out. Does anybody want him? Because it sure does sound like the Celtics are willing to trade him for pennies on the dollar. We'll get to that right after this. When Tool announces they're going to be at the Sphere, I'm all in.
Show trip.
Yep.
Told you I bought an Eagles ticket to the Sphere in November.
Okay.
I'm not sure you respect that I'm seeing the Eagles. And I'm not sure I respect it either, but I want to see the Sphere, so I'm going.
The Sphere is very cool. As Ted can attest, because we both saw you two at the Sphere, and it was...
You made me jealous. It was all this talk about the Sphere. I'm like, I'm going.
It is worth all the effort it takes. I mean, it might be whatever. You got to fly five and a half hours, and the show's 2 hours. It's worth it. Yep. Still worth it.
I can't think of many bands that would be... Like it's just better. When you're in the Sphere, the sound is great. That's the underrated thing, too, is the sound is fantastic. Wherever you are, they've calibrated it to where every seat in the place is the best seat in the house. It's, like, perfect. The sound is perfect.
And it's James Dolan who did it?
I can't stand that I like it because it's freaking James Dolan. Yep. And, you know, I hate to give that guy any money. But, yes. By the way, we are live from the Ketchus Law Injury Attorney Studios. No fee unless you win. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson. And that right there was the voice of Shams Charania, who said... 40 cents on the dollar is what GMs are getting for, or offering at least for Jaylen Brown. It's just come to the point where nobody wants Jaylen Brown. Nobody wants Jaylen Brown, and it seems like right
nobody
now,
wants Jaylen Brown because what's the reason you think?
Great question. Because there's a lot of different ways you could look at this. One could be that he is very expensive. I mean, he is.
If you had to rank the problems, I think that's the number one.
You think number one
really?
Is that he's very expensive?
I think it's what he costs. I do.
Even though they were going to trade for Giannis, and it would have two max guys, even if Jaylen were not here.
We're talking about other teams.
I'm talking about other teams.
Other teams don't want Jaylen.
Yeah, okay. Because it costs too much. Yeah.
I got you.
A very expensive. Also, maybe they are starting to buy into the analytics of all of this. Because
the Bobby Marks analytics guy, second.
They all have analytics guys.
Once again, that is Jaylen Brown shooting himself in the foot. Unless he wants to stay a Celtic, and then he's probably trying to hijack any trade value so he sticks around. Well, in that case, then he's very smart. But, you know, what they're saying is that report came out that we had Bobby Marks on, that he talked to analytics people and said he was the seventh best player on the Boston Celtics net rating. And what did Jaylen Brown do? He put a gigantic spotlight on it by retweeting it and saying, oh, you're all wrong. State your source. He can't get out of his own way. But it does seem like right now nobody wants Jaylen Brown. And can we play this one more time? This is Rich Eisen with Windhorst.
Your guy.
And listen to what Windhorst says here about Brad Stevens is not he wants him gone.
I never ever say never.
Yes.
So I guess it's not impossible that Jaylen Brown and the Celtics could get back together, but I think that's highly unlikely.
Is it because he was offered for Giannis?
They're offering him everywhere, Rich. He's I mean, I'm not in the Celtics offices, so I can't say for sure, but I've heard the Celtics attached to, I'm not even going to put a number on it because then I'd have to defend that number, but many, many teams.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the Celtics are never this public with this is bad for them.
It's not the Celtics. It's all of those teams telling Brian Windhorst, we got a call from Brad.
Yeah.
That's what happens. When Brad calls and they're like, no, sorry, this is not the deal we're going to make, they'll tell Brian Windhorst.
Yeah.
Yeah, we passed on him. We got Ja Morant instead. Or we passed on him. We got this guy instead.
But it's true. Kawhi just got traded today to Toronto, if you missed that deal. So we've had four major trades, and Jaylen's been on the block for 2 weeks, and they can't get the deal done.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There was the LaMelo Ball story, right. which was LaMelo Ball or Jaylen Brown. They said, we'll take LaMelo Ball.
Yep.
Right.
And I just think it's the perfect storm of he's very expensive. Seems like he's someone who's running his mouth. I know with the Bucks, there was some sort of indication that he wouldn't have re-signed with the Bucks. He didn't want to be there, so that's a player under player under duress.
He may want to be the alpha. Maybe he doesn't want to be second fiddle to another star. That could be part of it.
People, can he work with teammates? You know, because
he can't. If he can't work with Tatum, who's he going to work with?
I don't know.
Don't underestimate the power of these analytics. All these owners, they're all in businesses where analytics is everything.
All the owners are analytic guys.
They're all analytic guys. It filters down into their teams. And don't kid yourself; they're believers in that in their businesses, and they believe it when it comes to their sports teams.
That's
too.
A good point.
Let's go to Will on line one. Will, how's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I agree with you. I think the analytics are a huge part of maybe the Jaylen Brown trade value, but something that I think is maybe going underlooked is owners. I don't think like Jaylen Brown because of maybe his politics and how outspoken he is as an athlete. I think that's something that maybe could be affecting his trade value. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think owners can get turned off to. So, you know, I'm not sure. But Jaylen Brown, I think the trade value for him has gone way, way, way down than what I think it should be. You know, the 40 cents on a dollar thing, I think is insane.
Well, I don't agree with you as far as it being him being outspoken when it comes to politics. I think it's him being outspoken as far as what kind of teammate he is. I honestly believe that whole "this was my favorite season" is backfiring on him. And I know when he first said it, I didn't think that that would be any big deal, but it keeps getting mentioned, and it gets mentioned by insiders. And now they're just trying to find reasons not to sign him. Because
he's supposed to be doing journalism.
Yeah, he's supposed to be doing journalism. That's right. He's picking fights with Stephen A. Smith. I think that if you are a team and you want to bring somebody in, it's not going to rock the boat. Like, you want a great basketball player, or baseball. I've been watching South Park a little too much. Trey Parker, Matt Stone. I don't even know what I was saying.
By no means was this season a failure.
It was not. I don't know.
I was going to look up real quick how big of a roster is on the Olympics. But, you know, he was not invited to play on the Olympic team.
That's
and
it.
I think there's probably 14. To me, that was political.
That was because of his
or
Nike.
Analytics?
He was calling out Nike, I think.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I think that's the reason he didn't make the Olympic team is because Nike was a huge sponsor, and he was ripping on them for like sweatshops or whatever it was.
Right. So, you have the – didn't he back Kyrie Irving, too, with some
when
stuff?
When the anti-Semitic stuff was out there, sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, it all adds
maybe.
Up.
Like, listen, people remember. Like, there are a lot of people remember. But, you know, to all that, I just say this could end up being a good thing for Celtics fans, and that is that he might have shot his value so far down that he's going to remain a Celtic.
Yeah, to Brad's credit, he has not traded him for 40 cents on the dollar. You know, like, he could have done that in the last couple of days if they're really desperate. He's been patient, so you got to give Brad credit for now.
Yeah. All right. Before we wrap this up, I do want to play this clip because I teased it a little while back, but we just got it. We had a list yesterday of Pete Prisco, CBS, ended up putting Drake May at number 61 as far as the 61st best player in the NFL, even though he's up for the MVP. He was like runner-up for MVP last year. But with all the bad news, there is somebody who is sticking up for the Patriots and thinks that they are going to be a very good team this year. Jason McCourty was on Get Up this morning. Here's what he had to say.
A.J. Brown, does he make New England the best team in the AFC?
There's a lot of contenders at the very top of the AFC. I'm going to say yes for A.J. Brown and this New England Patriots football team. You look around the landscape, the Buffalo Bills, a brand new system, and Joe Brady taking over as a head coach. New defensive coaches on that side of the ball. Baltimore, same thing. Jesse Minter coming as a head coach. Look at the AFC West. You have the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes coming back off a major surgery. Same with the Denver Broncos and Bo Nix. This Patriots team, I know, a year ago, schedule was really easy. A lot of things fell in their favor. But there's still a team that made it to the Super Bowl with a young quarterback who was second in the MVP. And now you add a weapon like A.J. Brown. I'm going to make the argument, especially starting out the season, that the Patriots are going to be the team to beat in the AFC.
There we go.
Best team in the AFC, Ted.
Yeah, look, I wish I could sign off on that. I think they're going to be really good. I really do. I feel like their defense is going to take a step back. Their offense is going to take a step forward. Their schedule is easy as it was last year. Gets much, much tougher. And I would say between the Patriots and the Chiefs, those are the two teams in the AFC that I think are real contenders that have the two hardest schedules. But, I mean, the Bills with Joe Brady – I don't know. I don't trust him as a coach, but they got DJ Moore, right? They traded for DJ Moore. You got the Chargers. You got Mike McDaniel now as the offensive coordinator, and they have a great defense.
You'd put the Chargers ahead of the Pats as a team to beat right now.
I'm a believer in Mike McDaniel as an offensive coordinator in getting Justin Herbert to places where he's never gone before. That's what I'm a believer in. And they have a better defense than the Patriots. Lamar Jackson, he's more bought in now than he's been ever been in the last 10 years. They got a new head coach, and that defense, as bad as it was to start the season, got much, much better this year. And they have the 24th easiest schedule in the NFL. Excuse me. So the Bengals, you're listening to Joe Burrow talk. Joe Burrow has never been more excited about a team than he is this year. They have the 30th easiest schedule in the NFL. So, and we know, there's just Patrick Mahomes is coming back. So, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of really good teams in the AFC that I think are going to fight for that top spot. I would put the Patriots right now as maybe the fifth or sixth best team in the AFC.
Wow.
With the schedule?
Statistically, Chargers did not have a better defense than the Pats last year, unless you believe that was built on the House of Cards.
Dude, that was a better defense than the
Chargers
Patriots.
Chargers defense?
Are you – that was much better defense than the Patriots. The Chiefs.
Barely ahead of the Bills.
The Texans, the Ravens.
Because, and the factor for the Bills is I don't know how this coach is going to do. Okay. I have no idea. But I know that this is a team that's going to be pissed. They are. They understand what people are saying about them. Yeah. I think, believe it or not, the Vrabel thing is going to
work in their favor.
Work in their favor, and A.J. Brown is going to be a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the second best team in the AFC. Okay. I don't trust the Bengals. I don't even trust Joe Burrow right now.
Your quarterback sucks, though.
Yeah, that's right. The Ravens are an interesting one. Like, that's a question mark. They could completely blow all of this up, and they could be unbelievable. But they could also, they're in a situation, too, where they got a new coach. So I don't know. So I'm going Patriots second.
I wouldn't bitch about the Broncos either, because they got Jalen Waddle, and they were good. And if Nix is healthy, they look like a team that, with a healthy quarterback, probably would have beat you last year.
Yep. All right. Well, Chad Tracy, very controversial. We will have him on next. Won't be going anywhere right now. 2 minutes. We'll be back with Chad Tracy.